Well, howdy, howdy, everyone. It's your favorite podcast, Bears, here on a Monday night. Johnny and Scott are in the house. Johnny, how are you, my friend?
I am amazing. How are you doing? We've been busy, busy boys.
We've both been extremely busy, but it's the last weekend of April, and as I say, April showers bring May flowers. Been raining like hell over here, so I'm looking forward to get out of that and get into spring and summer, yes. Summer, fall. I need to get out of the house. I just want to get out of the house.
Yes, and all I have to say is I love when the sun is shining more because men wear less clothing, and I need that. It brings my endorphins up, you know, a little serotonin, like whatever.
I like it as well. I love putting on my shorts, love putting on my short sleeve shirts. Yeah. Every once in a while, if I'm feeling a little saucy, I'll put on a tank top. It just depends. But
you better bring one for Palm Springs because you need to get a little saucy down there.
If I don't lose another 40 pounds, I'm going to be wearing a t-shirt in the pool the entire time. It's going to be horrible. But yeah, no, I'm going to dress appropriately, definitely for Palm Springs.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Four shorts, you know.
Exactly. And that's, maybe I should wear a skirt or a skirt so I don't have to wear underwear underneath. That'd be nice. Get a little air conditioning down there. Exactly.
It's amazing the kinds of kilts they have out there.
Little air conditioning down below would be a beautiful thing. But I was reading today, when we're recording this, Palm Springs actually had the high of 98 degrees yesterday. So it's like, it's starting early there. It's going to be warm. Yeah. It'll be nice.
They're not messing around. They do not. And just think, the other bonus of being authentically in a kilt is easy access. So
exactly,
there we go.
Right. Well, we have our big Indiegogo campaign going now, raising money for the trip to get Johnny's Eye Happy Butt there. I think we've so far made it all the way to Chicago, and you've made it to Portland. So we're getting our way down there as we start to raise our money and get ourselves down there. Plus, we're raising money for these great two Pride centers in Palm Springs and Akron, Ohio. So if you haven't checked out the Indiegogo campaign, check out our links. You can check it out at Queercentric and Left of Straight and right here on Bears of a Certain Age. So
it is,
we're getting ready for
cause.
It. There's some fun perks on it. Your friend and mine, Nathan Box, is going to do a special movie screening night. We're going to have a big trivia night afterwards. We're going to send everyone out a box of popcorn and candy and everything. So there's lots of fun perks out there. My my special correspondent, Foodie Chef, is going to teach a cooking class. So he's going to take 50 people to do a cooking class. And our good friend, Scott Clark, who made the great comic books, Dragasm, and so many great, he's such a great cartoonist. He's going to teach a drawing class on Zoom. So some fun.
Those are amazing. Listen, people, those are very impressive. I love that. So you get something for what you give.
Exactly. Well, we'll be hitting there. We're getting stuff planned. We got Vegas stuff planned. We got Palm Springs stuff planned. We're doing our big gay week, the first week there, July 9th through the 13th. We'll be having fun events and guests live from the Indulge Resort, and we're going to have some fun time at a couple of the bars down there. It's going to be a great time. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's travel we get to do in July, but
yeah,
I'm excited. I don't know if you and I have talked before about camping. The campgrounds are starting to open up now. Yeah. May is usually a big kickoff for all of them if they're not year-round. So I'm looking forward to maybe spending a weekend or two out there. Is it just bears for the best of me? I said bears on my fantasy. I said bears ain't what I like. We do it all night, all right. Bears that don't discriminate. I take a carbon chop to circumnavigate. Steal my heart to let it percolate. All night, all right. Is it just bears for the best of me? I said bears on my fantasy. I said bears ain't what I like.
Of May is always huge for people to go to do outdoor activities and all of that. Yeah.
And it's training wheels because a lot of them are clothing optional. So it's training wheels to kind of get my way out there to get to the resort. So I can figure each time I go out, I can take off one more layer of clothes, like a striptease. Start with a shirt the first time, and next time I come back, we'll see what happens.
I love it. And there are so many, I will say, there's so many great people that go to the clothing optional campgrounds. Just the nicest people of all sorts and sizes. And that's what's fun, because that makes them even more comfortable to just let it all hang out. So
now you have one in Granite Falls, Washington, by you. How far is that from you? Is that the other side of the state or close by?
No, it would be kind of. Now, I haven't been to Granite Falls. I am not sure, but I know it's not on the west side. It's okay. Either central or east. I've heard of it.
Yeah, they open in May, and that's good. That's going to be kind of
And there's a clothing optional one across the border in Oregon, I know, because I have a bunch of friends who go there every year. So, yeah, there's a lot.
Well, the thing in Washington that's interesting, too, is it's all gender. So they have women and men and everything.
Right?
There, so it's kind of exciting. The two that we have here in Ohio, they're male only and clothing optional only, but I don't mind that, that's for sure. But
not at all.
But I like the gender inclusive too. It's kind of fun to have with our entire community. So as long as you're not intimidated by it, it's good. And sometimes there's separate areas, but I think it's kind of fun.
So give me your definition. Is it kind of like when Clinton said that oral sex wasn't sex? Your definition of camping, is it full on the dirt ground in a tent? Is it RV? Is it a cabin? Is it what is your definition of what camping is for you?
All of the above, but as we talk about often, as a bear of a certain age, if I sleep on the ground, I usually can't get up off the ground. So I try not to do that as little as possible. I used to, one of my previous lives, I worked for the YMCA as a program director there, and so I would take the Indian guides out on camping trips. Loved camping then. I had my tent, and I didn't mind that at all when I could get my happy butt off the ground. But these days, I don't know if that's in the cards.
Yeah, the back doesn't bounce back. You know what I mean?
Exactly, right?
The bones all get settled.
And the good thing about a lot of these is I don't have an RV, but you can rent RVs if you want. They all take RVs. A lot of them have what's called the bunkhouse, which is it's like just a big group where everyone can say they put big bunk beds in, and everyone kind of sleeps together in there, and it's a cheap and easy way to go. And then most of them have a couple of cabins. Some have three or four. Some have a dozen or so. So there's different options. So I prefer the bunkhouse or the cabin to anything else, because I just don't own an RV. It would be fun, but those things are so damn expensive. They are like a real house anymore. It's like horrible.
Exactly. And also, I am really thrilled that the air mattresses look like real beds. I'm like, okay, at least, but I don't like, listen, fresh air, I like it in the daytime. At night, I don't. Listen, no thank you. So I've always been, I hate it, my family, every Father's Day weekend, and I mean my brothers and sisters and their kids and my mom, they all, every year, go to a campground, the same one, they reserve it a year in advance, and they ask me every year, you should go camping with us. And I always say, no fucking way. No, no. I'm like, you get back to me. Because I learned in my 20s how much fun it is to, like, rent a cabin for a weekend. And I'm talking not just a rustic cabin, a cabin that is basically a house, but it's in the woods. That is my level of camping. And it has a shower, you know. That's
it's
how
like a
I will
ski lodge for the summer, right?
Exactly. I am not a big fan, but it's funny because the things I will do if I'm dating someone and I'm like, oh, but he's so sweet and so cute, I'll put myself through that hell. It's not worth it.
No, it's tough.
Not worth
it's tough.
Not even if the sex is phenomenal. I'm just like, I'll see you when you get back.
I'm at the point now, I mean, I love doing my road trips. This is my third time. But seriously, being in that car for 3 days, it takes me 2 days to fold myself out and kind of be able to walk again.
And how many times, because I love road trips. They're amazing. But now that I'm not 20-something, how many times do I have to stop because my knee is like, you better take me for a walk or I'm going to leave. And so, you know, it's amazing the things. And if I have time, then those kinds of road trips are fun. But, you know, if you're in a hurry, no. No.
Yeah, I'm bad because, I mean, like we said, we talked about some health tips and different things last week, but
yeah.
If you don't stop, you can get clots and all sorts of things. So you have to be careful. I'm the kind of person, I'll drive 12 hours straight and it's really not good for you. You need to take those breaks and everything. So I definitely understand what you're saying.
That's what when I moved back from LA to Spokane, we didn't stop 17 hours. When I moved from my mom's house in Wenatchee to Tulsa, went all the way through, it was like 21 hours. I don't like to stop. I want to get there and get it going, but that is a commitment. I can't do it on my own. I need a co-pilot so that you can switch off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it takes a lot. Or you need to know, I'm going to stop here, you know, take it leisurely, pretend I'm independently wealthy. Yeah, that needs to happen.
Yeah, when I drove last time on the second one, first one, I took my mom with me, and so we took a leisurely drive. Like you said, you had a couple person. We took a leisurely time and stopped because especially her, I mean, back then she was maybe 75, 78 or something like that.
Yeah.
So she needed the time to rest and everything. So we took our time, took about 5 to 6 days to get from Ohio here. Second time it was just me, and like I said, I was bored. I was by myself and went away. I was in Vegas in 2 days. Or 3 days.
Wow.
I was in Vegas in 3 days. So it's like I drove like 12 to 14 hours a day each time going through because I just wanted to get my happy.
You know, you just have to adjust. Like, I think people like us who that's part of our wiring are always going to want to do those things. We just have to adjust how we do it each time, you know, because I'm always going to love a road trip. I'm always going to love pushing it as long as I can. You know, I think it's so much fun. But I think what I've learned is to just be a little more, I'm going to stop in Denver for a day and enjoy Denver. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Which, first of all, Denver's is worth stopping and it's so beautiful there.
Right.
So, yeah, but I think it's exciting. I love the aspect, if I have to fly, it's not as fun.
Yeah.
You know, then I really just want to get there and start my time. But if I'm driving, I kind of enjoy that American road trip kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It's a nice drive here from Ohio. Like I said, I kind of go through Chicago and Omaha and Denver, and then you're going through Utah and the Painted Desert there a bit on your way to Vegas. So it's not a bad, I mean, Iowa. Corn and windmills. That's about it. I'm not keen on Iowa, but the rest of it's pretty good. Sorry, Iowans out there. I don't mean
right. Do you know what though? So I used to, when I lived in Tulsa with my ex, we would drive up, and his family was in Milwaukee, and sometimes we would make sure to go cut through Iowa. Right. There is this. Listen, I might have been like having a fever dream. I don't know, but in the middle of a cornfield, we found the coolest, most high-tech Taco Bell I've ever seen. And it was like, I swear it was the middle of a cornfield. So either I was delirious on not enough sleep, or maybe that's where the aliens were setting up shop. But it was the coolest thing ever. I've always wanted to find it again.
I've gone cross-country many times, and one of my exes is like, he's the kind, let's find the biggest ball of yarn. Let's find the 3,000-foot taco. Let's find those things. To me, those are silly, but he really enjoyed the heck out of them. So there's some funky things out there on the road.
There are. And I love that my, the former fat guy who is now chubby, I love that my highlight is finding a Taco Bell. So, you know, that's on brand.
Yeah, there you go. The current fat guy who's trying to make down to chubby is just excited for some of the places we get to go. I mean, Chicago's good eating. I'm going to be one night in Chicago, so someone got to Denver's good eating. I'll find that I'm going to Hamburger Mary's there, which I love a good Hamburger Mary's.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's good. And then Vegas, we have a. We're getting into a high-end restaurant. I haven't told you yet, but we have a special high-end restaurant that's invited us to go. So
I'm going to know what real food tastes like, and I can't go back.
There you go. It's going to be crazy. Going to be crazy. I love it.
So tell me, what would be your number one tip for camping?
I think it's real important to have a good cooler. where you have a good amount of supplies. A lot of campsites will have vending machines, and they'll cost anywhere from 50 cents to $5 for a can of soda.
And it's
I like different things. So I like to have my Gatorades. I like to have some stuff that'll go. So I think if you invest in a good cooler that's not going to turn into a thing of watery goo in the bottom by 3 hours into it.
Right.
So I think a good cooler is important. I think finding a campground with a pool and jacuzzi is nice. That's one of my requirements if I'm going to go out. That's one of the things I look for in a campsite, to have a pool and jacuzzi. I kind of like the ones that have the theme weekends. Those are fun. There's a lot of bear weekends, a lot of drag weekends. There's a lot of game weekends. So I look for a good theme that's happening that weekend. But other than that, I don't really, because like I said, I usually stay in a cabin or bunkhouse, so I don't really need to pack too much as a way of survivalist stuff. But
yeah. I have only one tip as well for campers, and that's don't. That's my tip.
There you go.
It's so much fun if you have people that enjoy it to. Then it's not so bad. They make it fun. Like, if you have a significant other, they always make it fun because you can have a little fun time. I used to go with friends who loved to camp. But that made it, like, so much fun. I mean, I was in pain for the next week, but it made it enjoyable where I didn't hate that. So if you have people you enjoy, that makes all the difference to me.
Right.
But, some people just love nature so much that they would do it anyways, and nature and I get along, but there are also things like bugs in nature, and they need to understand, stay away from me, because I got nothing.
Go, right?
So I nature like once a year, and that's it, if. And then I can say I natured, and then I'm good.
That's another good tip. Have that citronella candle or have one of those little bug zapper things that you can
put
on the bug zappers, because those do help a lot out there in the summer, especially if you have any place near a lake or something. Oh, that's I don't go to those that often because there is so many bugs and I'm not.
Right. I will only go to those if I'm in a cabin. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to be out. And because it can get crazy out of hand.
And there's so many great places. I mean, most states have them. You can look up different gay campgrounds. I remember Bear World this month is featuring one in the heart of Texas. Who would have thought you'd have a grizzly camp in the heart of Texas and all
Are
that?
You sure?
That's got to be a nice oasis, though.
Right? It's just Republicans trying to lure us in. That's what that is.
There you go. It's a trap.
I don't know if I would listen, Texas. Love a good Texas rodeo, but I don't trust you right now.
True on that, I swear.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm enjoying and looking forward to it. Like I said, I love to take road trips. One of the things I try to do is I try to go away once a month somewhere. So before I used to gamble a lot, so I would go to a casino that's not too far because I could stay for a room relatively low price when you go, and then I can kind of travel out to the city around that. So I would do that once a month, or I would go just to a different city just to explore it. Do you look into Google Flights ever and done the Google Flight thing?
No. What is that?
I just started looking at that, and I'm really starting to get excited about it. If you go to Google, if you type in Google Flights in the Google search engine and you just put where you're from, like Cleveland, Seattle, whatever, it'll give you the cheapest flights to all these great places around that are the best deals they have. And I see things like Florida from Cleveland for $76 and all these different things and some amazing flight things, and not on Spirit Airlines every time, thank God. But it's like but it's kind of a fun thing. When I get ready to start traveling again, I'm going to start looking into that.
That's a great idea.
It's cool. They give you just put in destination. You have to do their date, so you have to be flexible and everything.
Right. Yeah.
But they have these great deals, so I love it.
I'm going to have to try that. That sounds amazing. Also, I feel like Spirit Airlines, their new logo is fly yourself. So, I mean, you have to be... And I mean, they just love... JetBlue was going to merge with them, and they just got that all cut. So I'm like, I don't trust it. But I love
that. Big yellow banana in the sky that's going to get peeled. That peels off an engine, a side.
No, it's all good.
I took it one time. I did take Spirit one time after, and I took it from Pittsburgh to Vegas. And it's the most no-frills flight I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, and I love it. I'm not a big fan of Ellen DeGeneres, but back in the day, she used to have the joke about how she was on a flight. And she goes, I was so close to the pilot that I could read the book he had, which is, so you want to be a pilot? So I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. Oh my God.
Do you have any flight nightmares? I mean, let's get into flights a little bit. Talk.
You know what? I will say this. So when I was a lot bigger, because I would say for the majority of my life, I was a very large man. I was short, but I was 325 pounds. So I was just a circle. Just coming. That made flying so horrible. It was not, first of all, you can see the horror in people's faces as you come towards them. Because they're like, don't sit by me. And it's not comfortable. Flights are not made for people who are larger. And so I hated, and I loved to fly when I was younger. And that, I would say that made it. And I think instead of expecting everybody to trim down, I think airlines need to become a little more size friendly. But yeah, that was my least favorite part of flying. What about you?
Same thing. Being a bigger guy, we kind of had a rule. We'd travel in threes so we could get all three of us in the same seat. So we didn't care if we were uncomfortable with each other. We just didn't want to have that third person or something. If we're traveling or we're traveling one of us, we didn't want to have other things. So we travel in threes. I think the most uncomfortable flight I ever had, I flew from Cleveland. I was going to Hawaii from here in Ohio. And so I had to fly for some god-awful reason. They flew us from Cleveland to Atlanta, then straight through to Hawaii. So it was a short little hop down to Atlanta, and then this long-ass 10-hour flight to Hawaii. So it was great. Going there was no problem. Coming back is hard to begin with because the time change. Going there, you win, like, 8 hours, so it's beautiful. Coming back, you almost lose a whole day. You lose 8 hours. So I'm tired. I've had a great trip, and now I'm stuck in a plane for 8 hours on the first leg to Atlanta.
Right.
And the Atlanta flight, and it wasn't like it going from Cleveland to Atlanta, but Atlanta back to Cleveland was one of those cigar planes, which were two seats, period, on each thing with a small little row.
Yeah, where
most
they just
uncomfortable. Thank God it was an hour and 20-minute flight. It was the most uncomfortable thing I ever had, but... Oh.
No. Oh. The one thing I hate about, so we have an international airport where I live, but because we're not Seattle, which is the big city in Wenatchee, anywhere you go, you take it from Spokane to Seattle, which is 45-minute flight, to get anywhere. You can't go Spokane out, except they made a deal where I am going from Spokane to Vegas in one shot, which I love.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
I used to work at the Burbank Airport for one of the third-party companies that kind of manage different contracts.
Sure.
And so I would do training, so they would fly me everywhere. And I still remember the most I loved going to Philly, but to get to Philly, they put me on 80 flights. So it was like the longest trip. I had so much fun when I was there, but I was like, it was the worst because with all the stops they tend to make us do now, for anybody, it's just, come on, I don't need two stops before I get to, Dallas. I don't need it.
Burbank, I mean, California has two of the weirdest airports, Burbank and John Wayne. Burbank, you're flying directly into the mountains, so you're kind of going straight up. And then if it's summertime, you have the heat turbulence going over the mountains if you're going north. And then have you ever flown out of John Wayne?
Not yet, huh?
Oh, my God. John Wayne, because it's in snooty Republican Orange County, there's noise laws. So a lot of the flights in John Wayne literally fly straight up, cut the engines so they don't over this noise place, and then you start going. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know if the engines really cut, but it sounds like they do.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing in the
world. It's a lot like when we were kids and you didn't want your parents to know you were getting home late, so you would cut the engine and just coast.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I flew one time out of John Wayne. I swore never again because you go straight up so you don't bug them with their sound.
Yeah.
And then you cut the sound somehow, and I swear they're turning off the engines. I don't know. It was
they're like, we can glide for a minute. We can glide.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. I feel like traveling has become less accessible because of cost. And I wish they would come down so more people could, you know, have those. I remember when flying was so, you just felt so cool every time. Now each row is its own class that you have to buy. So I'm just like, can we all, let's just all be good. Let's all just, well, that's what Spirit Airlines is. So I guess it's not going well for them, but you know. But I miss how cool it was to fly. That was fun.
I do have a couple friends. If you have the right amount of friends and you don't mind spending a little extra money, it's not that much, but if you have enough people aboard, I've seen people start going private because it's actually not that bad. You can get these small Cessnas that seat 8 to 12 people, and it turns into like $200 to $400 a person for a private plane, which is how much it costs to fly other places.
Yeah,
and you're with your own friends and everything. So I'm not that fancy, and I don't think I have that kind of friends to do, but it sounds like it'd be a fun way to go.
I think so. I mean, that's why I sort of want to start working at an airport again, because you get good deals if you work at an airport. But you had mentioned something a minute ago that I think is so good, which is that idea of going to a town, a city you've never been to, and letting yourself discover it. When I was 23, I took a bus, which I would never do again, from Washington to Estes Park, Colorado. And first of all, it was amazing, but I had one day that I was going to a conference, couldn't get into the conference for one day, so I stayed in a hotel in Loveland, just outside of Estes Park. And I remember that was the first time I discovered what it was like to, first of all, be anonymous in a town, be able to just go to places you want to try. I remember buying shoes and going to dinner. It was probably the most relaxed in my entire life. But there is such freedom in just going, you know what? I don't need to know anybody. I'm just going to go do this trip. And you get to discover towns and cities you never would have done before. Same thing with Eureka Springs, Arkansas, just across the border from Oklahoma. It is the coolest town I've ever been to in my life. And it was another one of those things. Just randomly, let's try this. And I miss those days. And I hope more people can have those, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a great way. I think travel is a great way to bond with friends. It's great for friends, for lovers, for whatever happens to be.
Yeah.
But like you said, you never know what city's going to have an open fair market or a farmer's market to go around. And it's just, there's so many fun, cool things to do.
Exactly.
And you don't know till you get there. But I used to love that. That's what I would make sure once weekend a month, I would go somewhere. And I would go someplace where I can get back for the weekend, so I'd never drive farther than probably 6 hours away. And that was what was beautiful. And that was when I first moved here. That was the best thing here. I mean, you know, in California, you drive 6 hours, you're still in California.
They're
different
cities
and everything. They're kind of a little different. But here in 6 hours out of where I'm at in Ohio, I can hit 5 different states. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah, see, it's over there. In Washington, it's similar, especially if you're on the east side where I am. I can get to Montana in, you know, 3 hours. I can get to Idaho in a half an hour. I don't want to, but I can. But like, you know, you can go down to Oregon, and I do enjoy that kind of aspect a lot. And, you know, a lot of these places, I do like to hike, although I'm convinced I might die one of these hiking times, but so, you know, when you drive, you can find cool places. Just get out. This is basically our Travel Channel special, so you're welcome.
Exactly. You are welcome. We are giving you bears of a certain traveling age here.
Exactly. Exactly. But we're going to have fun. I'm glad we're doing a trip. I haven't done a summer trip in forever. But I encourage anybody, check out your campgrounds. Check out your clothing optional. There are so many things we don't realize that are out there. Go just spend a weekend somewhere, meet new people, have a good time. I think it broaden your horizons because, you know, who knows if we're still going to be around next year, you know, just to bring
there
the mood
down. And we've had people write into us quite a bit and saying, I don't know where to find people or things like that.
Right.
Explore, find different people, and you never know what's going to happen out there. So.
Exactly. Build your own community. We promise
it's worth it. Exactly. Well, I love it. Like I said, this was our travelogue as we get ready to hit the big gay road trip. Be sure to check out the Indiegogo campaign. You can follow the Left of Straight show website, leftofstraightpodcast.com. You can follow our itineraries. It's going in there. Some of our guests, we're announcing guests all the time, and we're excited to meet a lot of our friends down there. Johnny and I are going to have a great beer week that first week. So.
Yeah.
Look forward to that and get out there this summer. The sun is starting to shine. We're talking May here. We got June coming up. Pride. There's going to be lots of Pride festivals. We'll be talking Pride probably in the next episode or two because there's a lot happening with that. You're busy for Pride. You usually host a couple things, so it's going to be a good time.
We're going to have a blast, and we love all of you following us, sending us notes. Continue that. Tell your friends. We want to have a by the time we leave Palm Springs, we want to have our own basic city. That's what
there
we want.
There you go.
So there you go.
Drop us an email. We're always available. podcastbears@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Be sure to like and subscribe and all that fun stuff that helps other people find us. We definitely appreciate when you do. And I think that wraps up another episode, my friend.
I think that was fun. I can't wait to hear everybody's travel tips. I want to hear everybody's tips. Their one tip for camping. We shared ours. Now your turn.
There you go. Let us know any great campgrounds that we might need to know about. Let us know your camping tips. And we will talk to you next time right here on Bears of a Certain Age. Bye, Johnny.
Bye.
Bye. Bears got the best of me. Bears on my fantasy. Bears into what I like. We do it all night. All right. Bears don't discriminate. I take a carbon chop to circumnavigate.